'cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those winning old boys.
Welcome to the show, folks. You're tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. We invite your phone calls. In this brief hour we have together, George is with us from Maryland and Paul from Canada. Paul Fromm, thank you for being with us.
Yes, good to be here.
And George, thank you.
It's good to be here too, James.
Well, I'm going to jump right into it. Let me give you the call-in number first, folks. It's 800-313-9443. You ought to have that carved. Take your pen knife out and carve that on the on your bedpost there or wherever you listen to the show. And the a lot to report today. Very good news. And it revolves around CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. We promised you two big events today. One was the James O'Keefe and Project Veritas would release a load of inside secret recordings of CNN. And that happened today. So far, nothing really dramatic that I'm aware of. That may just be my ignorance. The recordings, however, are a date from 2009, so they're not the really super juicy stuff that we'd all want to get that's more current. So, but still, there might be 200 hours worth of stuff. There might be something really great. You can find it at the Project Veritas website, and people are scouring through that material now to find whatever is in there that's juicy. But here's the exciting stuff today. CPAC got off to a tremendous start, a Thursday, Friday, Saturday event. And it's so far, it's a Donald Trump victory parade. It is wonderful. It's being held at the National Harbor, Maryland, Gaylord National Resort and Convention Center. That's just south of D.C. there on Chesapeake Bay. And a huge crowd. I'm assuming it's the typical 10,000 crowd. The speeches were packed today, and they went wonderfully. We just finished hearing from Vice President Mike Pence. And let me just give you the executive summary of what's going on. We heard directly from Stephen Bannon today. We heard directly from Kellyanne Conway, directly from Betsy DeVos. We heard directly from Vice President Pence. And here's what happens, folks, when you get that direct connection. It it once again confirms that whenever we read anything from the mainstream press, where it's so packed with lies that even the best of us are thrown off. The New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, all of these people. And this is what was announced today. Stephen Bannon talked about this. He said, is it going to get better? No, he said, it's going to get worse. I hope I can play that clip for you. It's going to get worse. He said, we're only at the top of the first inning with the Trump administration, the 8 years of the Trump administration. And as Donald Trump unfolds and delivers on his promises and unfolds his program, The media is going to become ever more and more desperate. They're going to fight dirtier and dirtier. And to paraphrase Bannon, he said, if you think these people are going to cede back our country to us without a dirty fight, he said, you're dreaming. It's going to be a very dirty fight, and it's just getting started. So here's the takeaway. The fears, you know, we hear them here even on this show, the fears that there's something wrong inside the Trump administration, or it's, you know, it can't be true, it can't be possible, it's not working out, and so on. What I took away from hearing CPAC today is that when you're directly, Reince Priebus and Stephen Bannon were together, side by side, kind of hugging each other almost, on the stage today with Matt Schlapp, the head of the American Conservative Union. And there's no discord there, folks. These guys are in fact, a finely tuned team working together very well. And so I would caution us against sort of imagining things are going wrong inside the Trump administration. Listen directly to the people inside. Listen directly to Stephen Bannon. And we'll be doing that in tonight's show. But that's my takeaway from CPAC. We've got the big event yet ahead of us for tomorrow. Donald Trump will speak at 10:20 in the morning tomorrow. But let me tell you, he is going to have just a tremendous event and a tremendous crowd. Stephen Bannon, Kellyanne Conway, Mike Pence have already got this crowd roaring on their feet. And when Trump comes in, he will have every last person in this hall. And they're overwhelmingly young, which is just beautiful to see. And they're really on fire. You're seeing, at this event, you're seeing the cementing of a large membership, or let's say a marching army of a movement. So anyway, and here's what I'd like to do on tonight's show. Any of you that saw it today on C-SPAN or wherever else you saw it, it was all over the media. I'd like to hear your comments on, you know, what you heard. Even Ted Cruz, who spoke today, sounded great. And he sounded on fire for Trump. And then let's contrast that. Just to sort of count our blessings, folks, let's look back 1 year ago, exactly 1 year ago, at the CPAC that we covered on this show. 1 year ago, Donald Trump was scheduled to speak and did not speak, because he thought he was going to be ambushed, which in fact, really various people were engineering. People were getting up. Who are some of the speakers? Ted Cruz was one of them. But they were getting up, you know, expressing their fears about Donald Trump and, you know, what the heck's happening to the Republican Party. And we're going straight to hell with Donald Trump. Marco Rubio spoke, Carly Fiorina, Dr. Ben Carson. He didn't have bad things to say about Trump. Senator Ted Cruz and Governor John Kasich, who still hasn't endorsed Donald Trump. But Donald Trump smelled a rat. He thought that he was getting set up. He was scheduled to speak Saturday morning at 8:30 last year. He canceled. So look how far we've come from an event that Donald Trump had to walk away from because it was so hostile to him, to an event that it's the same people, folks. The people that were there last year, all of them are here again this year. A new contingent of Trump people, of course, but these people have been turned around completely. There's no discord. There's no infighting. There's no, you know, rolling of the eyes. It's wonderful. All right, let's get into that. Let's just listen here for a moment. Let me just cue up one of the speeches. Here's Mike Pence. He just finished speaking a little while ago. Here he is speaking to a packed crowd. Just listen to the tone and the spirit in Mike Pence's voice.
Hello, CPAC! It is great to be back at the premier gathering of conservatives in the United States of America. You know, this is the ninth time I've had the privilege to address CPAC. Thanks to all of you and the confidence of our new president, this is the first time I'm here as Vice President of the United States of America. because of all of you, because of your hard work and your support and your prayers, my family and I have the privilege to serve. And more importantly, because of all of you, my friend Donald Trump is the 45th president of the United States of America. You know, the president and I have become good friends. It's the greatest privilege of my life to be vice president to a leader of such conviction, vision, and courage. Now, some people have remarked that we're a little bit different. You know, I'm a small town guy. He's big city. I'm Midwest. He's Manhattan Island. He's known for his bigger than life personality, his charm and his charisma. And I'm like, not.
Now, let me tell you something else, more of a takeaway from CPAC so far. The Trump people, as you just heard right there, they've got the crowd in their palm of their hands collectively. They are connecting with this audience. And what that means, folks, is that psychologically, the Trump administration, Kellyanne Conway, wonderful, very personal interview on the stage there. Stephen Bannon, you learned so much about the man, Stephen Bannon, and he connected with the audience. And Mike Pence does the same thing here in his talk. This is unprecedented, folks. In previous administrations, there's never been this warm movement connection between personalities in the administration and us, the people. As you say, Paul, for our people. Now, let me just give you a few quotes. We don't have time to play the Pence speech, but here are a few quotes from his speech, just very rapid fire here. He said, you know, he goes on to the fact, you know, Donald Trump carried 30 of 50 states, an overwhelming victory, he said. He said the establishment never saw it coming. They still don't see it coming, he says. He says, we have the strongest conservative cabinet in my lifetime because of Donald Trump. He said over and over again, this was the theme of his speech, this is our time. He said it about 10 times. This is our time. He says an opportunity that comes only once in a lifetime. He was so on fire. Then he says, referring to the pro-life movement, just to go through a few topics, he says, because of Donald Trump, life is winning again. He says, we will make the Hyde Amendment permanent. He said, President Trump kept his word with Neil Gorsuch for the Supreme Court. He said, and he referred to the other side and the their allies in the media. Used that phraseology over and over again. Their allies in the media. And then he addressed the crowd as men and women of this movement. Remember, Donald Trump has called the Trump phenomenon a movement. And, in fact, I think it was in this Pence speech. Oh, no, it was actually Matt Schlapp interviewing Steve Bannon. He said he kept referring to the Trump phenomenon, that this is the Trump phenomenon. I thought that was kind of neat. And then he closed his speech with, President Trump and I need every ounce of your energy and enthusiasm and your prayers. He talked about swearing in on the same Bible that Ronald Reagan swore in on. And then I'm trying to he took a line from Merle Haggard. I don't think he knew he was doing it, but he closed his speech by saying, the best days are yet to come. And you remember that's out of the Merle Haggard song. Are the good times really over for good? Are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? And Merle Haggard, I don't know if our engineer can grab that clip and play it sometime during the show, but at the end of the song, Merle Haggard says, no, the best days, the best times are yet to come. Anyway, so you got a little bit of sense of that. Let me see if we have any callers, and then I want to get a reaction from George and from Paul. The lines are open, and I don't see if I see any callers waiting yet. Go down here to my call board. We got open lines, folks. 800-313-9443. Paul, any thoughts from you on the CPAC's start?
Well, there was something you said near the beginning about Ted Cruz, and I think, despite the bad blood that occurred during the primaries, Cruz is a United States senator, and I think he now senses that he can maybe get some of the things that some of the pro-American populist legislation that he supports through signed by the president. That would not happen under Obama, and that's the new reality. And it's really good to see him, joining the team and putting his energy in the right direction. Very good. Unlike snakes like McCain.
Yes. Yeah. Ted Cruz has come around, and in the same way that Rand Paul has. Let's see here if I can't. See if I can't find a little bit of Steve Bannon to play for you. I should have it right here. And you get a sense of this man, Steve Bannon. Here he is. Now, and on the stage, and I mean, you can tell when people are having a good time with each other and they trust each other. Steve Bannon and Reince Priebus are sitting there up with Matt Schlapp, the head of the American Conservative Union, which is the organization sponsoring the Conservative Political Action Conference, which got started back in the 64 Barry Goldwater campaign. It was a response to Goldwater's defeat, actually. Conservatives said, we better organize. And they started the Conservative Political Action Conference and the American Conservative Union. Here's the three of them on stage, packed house, earlier today at lunch. To wait for it to come on screen here. Take just a second to get my move my mouse to where here they are. Here they are.
Thanks for being here. All right, guys, let's take a seat.
That's Matt Schlapp, the head of CPAC.
All right. CPAC is known for having important moments, and I think it's safe to say by a full room and just a couple of cameras that this is one of those moments. And I think the first thing that would be appropriate after 30 days of running a continual sprint is to thank these two guys for what they've been doing.
You can feel it.
Thank you. Well, on that front, I also think it's a perfect moment to thank all of you for helping us elect what will be one of the greatest presidents that ever served this country.
All right.
And it's because of your work that he made it happen.
And Matt,
great.
I want to thank you for finally inviting me to CPAC.
Yeah, there's no what was the name of the uninvited. The uninvited.
Yes. I know there are many alumni out here in the audience.
I didn't like the uninvited. Here's what we decided to do at CPAC with the uninvited. We decided to say that everybody's a part of our conservative family.
That's right.
And that's what Donald Trump has done to so many of us around the country politically. And you guys have put together an amazing operation. You know, I know you all know this, but the last time a president came to CPAC in his first year, it was Ronald Reagan, St. Ronald, in 1981.
Let me turn it down. Now, what you could hear right there, folks, that's Matt Schlapp. That's the boss. That's the boss of the American Conservative Union. And his meeting, the CPAC, 10,000 attendees. Folks, it dwarfs. It dwarfs anything else. Get you a little bleed in there from the engineer. Okay. All right, we've got a break coming in, and we'll come right back with the Steve Bannon appearance.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. We've got a caller, Gaither in Oklahoma. We'll have you wait, Gaither, if you will, please. I want to listen now to Stephen Bannon. Boy, we've all thought a lot about Stephen Bannon, and we recognize, everybody recognizes, this is a man after our own hearts who is at the very heart of the Trump administration. He is the senior advisor, the senior counselor, the guru to Donald Trump. So here he is talking. He's sitting right next to Reince Priebus and Matt Schlapp. Listen to what I'm going a little out of order here because I want to cut to Steve Bannon. Listen to what he has to say about the reporting that we're hearing about civil war inside the White House.
Through the door and on pen and paper.
You know, but we've known it since August 15th. And I think if you look at, you know, the opposition party and how they portrayed the campaign, how they portrayed the transition, and now they're portraying the administration, it's always wrong. I mean, on the very first day that Kellyanne and I started, we reached out to Ryan, Sean Spicer, Katie. It's the same team.
Now, he just mentioned Ryan, Sean Spicer, and Katie. And we were talking about Katie Walsh on this show. That's the Katie that Steve Bannon's referring to right there, that he's supposedly at war with. Well, doesn't sound like it to me. Not here. Let's listen some more.
That, you know, every day was grinding away on the campaign, the same team that did the transition. And if you remember, you know, the campaign was the most chaotic, you know, by the media's description, most chaotic, most disorganized, most unprofessional, had no earthly idea what they were doing. And then you saw them all crying and weeping that night on the 8th when and the reason it worked is President Trump. I mean, Trump had those ideas, had that energy, had that vision that could galvanize a team around him of disparate. Look, we're a coalition. You know, a lot of people think, you know, have strong beliefs about different things, but we understand that you can come together to win. And we understood that from August 15th. And we never had a doubt. And Donald Trump never had a doubt that he was going to win. And I think that is the power of this movement.
And on top of that, first of all, President Trump laid out his vision, what was it, 4 or 5 years ago here at CPAC?
That's right.
And it was that vision. It's nothing
different. Let me interrupt right there. It was 6 years ago at CPAC in 2011. Reince is referring to this, and Steve Bannon talks about it a little later. He says, Donald Trump, he said, we started listening to Donald Trump at Breitbart in 2011 when Donald Trump effectively announced the program that he's won on this year. He announced it in 2011. Now, it's a funny little story here, because in that audience in 2011, listening to Donald Trump, the surprise mystery speaker, announcing his program, were American Freedom Party Chairman Bill Johnson and seated next to him, me. So, funny, small world, but we were there, and Donald Trump was trying to emerge and trying to get the populist program that he won on in 2016. He was trying in 2011. Didn't go then, and he wishes that he had. He said subsequently, I should have pushed harder and gotten into the election in 2012. But anyway, he got in 2016. So here, let's hear, let me just pause right here and go back to George and to Paul and to our caller. Let's open the phones up here with Gaither in Oklahoma. You're on the air, Gaither.
Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm feeling great, especially with this CPAC going on. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm not trying to, you know, your optimism is fantastic. But see, I live in Oklahoma, and right now, what we have is I live not far from Lawton, 30 miles, and they're bombing, you know, I mean, with the artillery range. But see, right now, whenever they start bombing, you know, they practice their whatever artillery, they use like 250-pound rounds. When they start using the 500 and 1,000-pound, you know, we know it. We call it American Thunder here, you know, and it's ramping up. And every time it ramps up, when they start popping off the big bombs, within 3 weeks to a month, we're bombing somebody somewhere every time.
Well, okay, I'll comment on that. We got Gaither. We got a little break, but we'll talk about Donald Trump, the peace president, when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
provide.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it, today. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it, today.
States, we're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first.
Welcome back, folks. And let me now, for your benefit, Gaither, there in Oklahoma, you're hearing bombing practice, and I used to live down by Tyndall Air Force Base in the Florida Panhandle there on the Redneck Riviera. And people down there would say the same thing. They would drop huge bombs out in the ocean, and there was a thought that, you know, when the big booms came, something was on the horizon. I'll tell you what, I'm going to play a little of Rand Paul for you, Gaither. And Rand Paul is convinced that Donald Trump is a peace president. Now, if John McCain were president, you might have real good cause for concern with hearing bombing practice, which is just bombing practice. It is just reading the tea leaves. Because listen to what Rand Paul says about John McCain, and he contrasts that with the president he now supports. Rand Paul now supports Donald Trump as a man who believes in peace, as Rand Paul does. Listen to this. It was an amazing moment just a couple days ago. In a hostile interview, Rand Paul knocked the mainstream media on its ass. Here he goes.
Well,
foreign policy, I would say John McCain's been wrong on just about everything over the last four decades. He advocated for the Iraq war, which I think destabilized the Middle East. If you look at the map, there's probably at least six different countries where John McCain has advocated for having U.S. boots on the ground. John McCain's complaint is we're either not at war somewhere, or if we're at war, we leave too soon. So we're not there soon enough, and he wants us to stay forever wherever we send troops. So that's a foreign policy that is at odds with President Trump.
Bingo.
And also the idea of engagement, the idea of foreign policy realism, I think fits more neatly with President Trump and with John McCain, the neoconservative label of let's make the world safe for democracy and we're going to topple every regime hasn't worked. I mean, our intervention to destabilize the Assad regime has made the chaos worse in Syria. And if you were to get rid of Assad today, I would actually worry about the 2 million Christians that are protected by Assad. So I think it's more a foreign policy debate. And Trump and McCain are on opposite sides of that debate. And I tend to sympathize more with the president that we need a change. We don't need to continue to have a regime change throughout the world, nation building. It's expensive, and we don't have enough money to rebuild our own country if we're rebuilding everyone else's countries.
But just to clarify, what McCain said specifically is dictators get started by limiting freedom of the press. I imagine you agree with that.
Yes. Well, the thing is I don't agree with his analysis and applying that to the president. I haven't seen any legislation coming forward that wants to limit the press. I see President Trump expressing his opinion rather forceful in his own, his own distinct way. But I see no evidence that anybody's putting forward any kind of legislation to limit the press.
Okay.
So I think people, this is colored by John McCain's disagreement with President Trump. It all is. Everything that he says about the president is colored by his own personal dispute he's got running with President Trump. And it should be taken with a grain of salt because John McCain's the guy that's advocated for war everywhere. He would bankrupt the nation. And actually, we're very lucky John McCain's not in charge because I think we'd be in perpetual war.
He certainly did talk about changing the libel laws during the campaign. I want to turn to the firing of Michael Flynn, one of the candidates.
Now, again, this reporter, he's such a non-entity. I can't even remember his name. I looked it up just 2 days ago, and now I can't remember it again. But this nobody at, in this case, ABC, look what he's trying to do. He's trying to stir the pot. He's trying to show that there's some sort of dissension. And Rand Paul is just knocking him on his butt, saying, I support Donald Trump, who is in fact a peace president. And thank goodness we don't have John McCain as our president. So, Gaither, what you're tying this in, bringing this peace issue in. This is exactly this feeling the love that's going on at CPAC today, and we'll continue tomorrow and then on into Saturday. This is the reality. I'm so glad to be steeped in this. I'm watching CPAC all day throughout the CPAC conference, and we're really learning that these bastards in the media, how do we know they're lying, Paul? How do we know they're lying?
Because their mouths are flapping.
Their lips are moving. If their lips are moving, they're lying. They don't lie just once in a while. They are constantly lying. So this is really, I'm learning something here. And all of us, we're learning something. And at CPAC, the speakers constantly refer to the opposition party, and then they point to the back of the room where the press is. They've never been pointed at like that. They've always been treated as if they're neutral and as if they're professional, and they're neither of those. So it's really wonderful to see this. And the but Gaither, now go on. Sorry, the bombs are dropping in your area there. Go continue your thought. Okay, Gaither is gone. And a line's opened up there, folks. So 800-313-9443 if you want to get in. I'd love to. Go ahead.
Here's a piece of sabotage.
Yep.
There's a New York Police Department memo, and the police are not to give out information about the status of IDNYC. Now, that's an ID... municipal ID issued by New York City. And according to the Wall Street Journal, New York City's police commissioner is telling officers that they should not ask about the immigration status of anyone who uses a municipal ID card. And that's issued to both legal and illegal residents, and that's reported in today's Wall Street Journal. In a memo, Commissioner James O'Neill told the city the ID NYC, or New York City ID card, is valid and recognized form of government-issued identification, including for the issuance of summonses and desk appearances. We do not require that we do not inquire about the immigration status of crime victims, witnesses, or others who call or approach the police. This city brought these cards in 2015, and it allowed illegal immigrants to have them. And here's this mayor whose parents were communists. He himself was involved with radicals down in Central America, married to a black lesbian. Mayor Bill Del Blasio has already said that he will not let the federal government obtain the personal records from the New York City ID, again, according to the Wall Street Journal. The memo also told officers, in order for them to turn someone over to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the department would need to receive a warrant from a federal judge, and the person would need to have been convicted of one of 170 serious crimes. So, deliberate obstruction of the president's efforts to make good on his promises. There's a lot of pushback that's going to have to be done to counter the saboteurs that are still beavering away inside the body politic of the United States.
Well, Pat Buchanan talks about this in a column today. Steve Bannon talked about it also, just what you're talking about, Paul, that he said General John Kelly at Homeland Security and Jeff Sessions as Attorney General, they are going to go after these obstructionists big time, and this is really going to be quite a show, and it's only going to get worse. Here's what Buchanan says. He says, is secession a solution to cultural war? As the culture war is about irreconcilable beliefs about God and man, right and wrong, good and evil, and is at root a religious war, it will be with us so long as men are free to act on their beliefs. Yet given the divisions among us, deeper and wider than ever, it is an open question as to how and how long we will endure as one people. After World War II, our judicial dictatorship began, a purge of public manifestations of the Christian nation, Harry Truman said we were. In 2009, Barack Obama retorted, quote, we do not consider ourselves to be a Christian nation, unquote.
Oh.
That's one I had missed. That's pretty wild. Secularism.
Well, it certainly behaved that way, no doubt about it.
Secularism had been enthroned as our established religion with only the most feeble of protests. One can only imagine how Iranians or Afghans would deal with unelected judges moving to de-Islamicize their nations. Heads would roll, literally.
They should really quit while they're ahead.
Which brings us to the first culture war skirmish of the Trump era. Taking sides with Attorney General Jeff Sessions against Education Secretary, I'm going to skip this because we don't have time for it. He says, those factors, I'm leaving a little bit of a mystery here, are also among the primary causes of the fever of secessionism that is spreading all across Europe and is now visible here. Consider California. Democrats hold every state office, both Senate seats, two-thirds of both houses of the state legislature, 3 and 4 of the congressional seats. Hillary Clinton beat Trump 2-1 in California with her margin in excess of 4 million votes. Suddenly, California knows exactly how Marine Le Pen feels, only on the opposite side. And as she wants to let France be France and leave the EU, as Brits did with Brexit, a movement is afoot in California to secede from the United States and form a separate nation. California seceding sounds like a cause that could bring San Francisco Democrats into a grand alliance with Breitbart. He's being ironic. A new federalism, a devolution of power and resources away from Washington and back to states, cities, towns, and citizens to let them resolve their problems their own way and according to their own principles may be the price of retention of the American Union. Let California be California. Let red state America be red state America. And he ends with that. Interesting. That's a very interesting bit of thinking there from Pat Buchanan. Kind of
some reaction, James.
Yeah, go ahead, George.
We talk about it all the time in the movement.
Right.
How much can we save? 10%, 50%, 100%?
Yes.
The bitterest arguments, the League of the South wrote a bunch of articles in their latest one saying we really need to let the other side be the we need to basically divide the United States in two. And this argument is extremely interesting and important because I'm one. There are many of us who believe that we can't just do the Pat Buchanan thing and go, okay, we'll just sort of, you know, break down along the lines and we're all going to be happy. Never been that way. The other side has a goal of eliminating us to the last man. Our side, at least some of us think, okay, let's engage in that, and I want to totally reconquer the United States, or at least CONUS, or maybe all of North America. These are very, very deep things that we need to debate. You know, people who are part of our movement who are under 25 years old, you know, maybe we sit down and close the door and talk about, at one time, it wasn't too many years ago, the entire North American landmass was run by us. And we think about, we're outnumbered 500 to 1 or something like that worldwide. Strategically, I don't think it would be a great thing to fracture the country prematurely. How much struggle do we have left in us? Is it possible for us to regain America the way it was in 1950? It would be a good thing. So I'm not ready to give the Buchanan thesis or the Northwest Front thesis or the Deep South and say, yeah, this is such a bitter fight. We need to, you know, get with the other side and just chop up America like a sauce.
Well, you know, there's a philosophical element to this that I like, though, George, and that's this. What Buchanan is recognizing and all the people talking about the fact that we're two nations. I mean, they're all saying this is two nations. The world that Hillary and the Democrats live in is a different world. And this has never been true before in American history. We've been one people.
Not sure I agree with that, James. Very interesting thing happened in 1860, and America was two nations for a while, and it was brutally sewn back together with lots of blood. We're essentially there now. So we are repeating what happened in the 1860s with slightly different players. And this, I think the similarities are outrageously similar.
Well, the young boys who fought for the South were very much the same young farm boys as those who fought for the North. And this was recognized throughout the war. You know, whenever they fraternized or got together, they recognized, this is a famous anecdote where a Union soldier was holding several Confederate prisoners. And he got into conversation. He said they'd been captured in Virginia by the Yankee. And he said, why are you boys fighting? Why do you keep fighting in this hopeless fight? Why are you fighting us? And the Southerner said, sir, we are fighting you because you are here.
Please, we need to get together on a Sunday show or maybe four or five Sunday shows and talk about it like you like to talk about, you know, with the upcoming Ice Age or 100 years from now. Do we strategically cede North America without a fight?
Here's the philosophical. It's not talking about without a fight, George. Here's the important point. What these people talking about two countries, two nations are doing is they're allowing us to, white people, who believe as we do, to realize we are a separate people. We are not, in fact, you know, just one big happy family. We aren't. And so if we can recognize and if we can survive psychologically, whatever we may do politically, if we can then form that family, what they're helping us do, what Buchanan is doing with that column, he's helping prevent us from trying to be part of a dysfunctional family that doesn't work, that can't work, and that will always be at war with itself.
I love debating this, and I hope we're doing it for many, many years. But the other side has had us, had their hands around our throat for 50 years. They've gotten everything they want since 1963, 20 minutes after JFK died. So we've had 55 solid years of pink running this place. We've been in charge now for 4 lousy months.
Yes, but see, they will not be subjugated by us. That's just what these guys are recognizing. We're headed for a divorce. Let's talk about that right after this break, folks.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks, and the theme I'm trying to put out there, George, is really sort of comes from the title of Paul Fromm's long history of radio shows entitled For Our People. It's this recognition that our people really is an ethnic nation, and that that is our only people. To illustrate that, and to illustrate the coming divorce, that very well, I mean, we've got to deal with it. We've got to think about it at least, so that we can be psychologically ready for what's going on and we can function as the real family that we are. There was a school teacher in Naples, Florida, who on social media, not was part of her job, just on Facebook or Twitter or somewhere, voiced support for Donald Trump. That teacher was immediately removed from the classroom and put in an administrative job and will probably be fired, but certainly won't go back to the classroom, because in her school in Naples, Florida, 96% of the students are non-white. They're from Haiti, they're from Mexico, they're from everywhere but America, and they're everything but white. So it was simply impossible that the parents would not allow that teacher to come back in the classroom because she supports Donald Trump's controlling of the borders. That school district or that school in Naples, Florida is gone, gone, gone. It will never be, so it will never comply with or, you know, fold itself into an American nation that is the for our people that Paul Fromm talks about in his, you know, in his whole career.
James, you know, I'm really torn. I agree with you. There is a racial divide in America, and perhaps the America as a present nation cannot continue. On the other hand, I look at it this way, for Canada and the United States, this land is my land, the whole of it. I don't want to give away part of it to the Chinese or part to the Negroes. Somehow, I would like to, first of all, try to keep it all. Now, it may be, as the people who talked about the ethno-state now, going back to Wilmot Robertson 25 years ago, they may well be right. Maybe it will have to be broken up. I sure hope not. And that's why it's so vital that we stop the third world immigration invasion. Because once our numbers tip into a minority, then probably all we will be able to settle for is a piece of it.
Yes. And right now, you know, when George and I, and George, you're a little bit behind us, but when Paul and I were growing up, America was 90% white. It's now probably somewhere around 60% white and headed downward fast. And once you get down below those numbers, once you get to, you know, a point where if you're dragging a boat anchor like California along with you, which has, you know, which is has like 4 or 5 or 6 million more non-white people than whites, you get into the hopeless situation of how can, if we're 45% of the population, how do we control our own destiny? How do we politically control a nation in which we're only 45% of the population? We'll talk about that. Is the great quandary, the great question facing the right. And we'll talk about it. We'll have the Trump, the great report on Donald Trump in tomorrow's show, so you don't want to miss that. Thank you, George. Great points, all. Thank you, Paul. See you tomorrow.
Okay.
Don't stop.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com.
That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.